Welcome back. In this lesson, we're exploring lifelong learning and continuous professional development. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now, let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
It is so great to be diving into this with you today.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And, you know, to really set the stage for you listening right now, especially if you're a university student or a young professional, we just have to acknowledge that the traditional one-and-done model of education is, well, it's over.
Completely over. The idea that you can just grab your diploma, walk across that stage, and say, okay, I'm done studying forever.
Right, like check that box, move on.
Exactly. That mindset is actually a fast track to professional irrelevance now. The finish line of your formal education is really just the starting block.
Which is intimidating.
It is, yeah. But to navigate it, we need to draw a pretty sharp line between two concepts that people, they tend to mix up a lot. Lifelong learning and professional development. They're deeply related, but they operate on completely different levels. So lifelong learning is the continuous, self-motivated pursuit of knowledge across your entire life. It's a posture toward the world.
So it's more broad.
Exactly. It's reading sociology, even if you're a software engineer, or studying history, even if you work in finance.
Okay, I like that. So if lifelong learning is the broad structural foundation of your intellectual life, then professional development is what the targeted architectural work you're doing on the building right now?
That is a perfect way to put it. Professional development involves deliberate, structured activities, things designed to improve your career readiness right now.
Like getting a specific certification.
Yes, or mastering a new customer relationship software, or taking a masterclass in crisis communication. Lifelong learning creates an adaptable brain, but professional development translates that adaptability into immediate value.
But, you know, knowing what these terms mean is the easy part. The real question is why this is suddenly so urgent.
Yep.
And I mean, it really comes down to the tectonic shifts happening in the workplace, right?
Oh, absolutely. The rapid evolution of work is staggering. Technology and industries are evolving so fast that they're fundamentally changing job requirements.
Yeah.
We're seeing entirely new digital tools dropping every month, and honestly, entirely new career paths that didn't exist 3 years ago.
Which brings up a huge friction point. I want to push back a little for the listener here because, well, doesn't it feel a bit exhausting to realize you are never truly done studying?
Oh, it's exhausting.
Right. I mean, think about our skill sets, like a smartphone operating system. Mm-hmm. If you try to run a 2018 OS in a 2026 workplace,
you're going to crash.
Exactly. You'll completely crash.
Yeah.
You need constant software updates. But unlike a phone that just downloads an update while you sleep, human learning takes, you know, actual cognitive labor.
It takes effort. Real grueling effort.
Mm.
And that exhaustion you're describing is the exact tension at the center of the modern workforce.
Yeah.
When industry change outpaces our natural capacity to adapt, we hit cognitive overload. And this is exactly where the growth mindset becomes critical.
I feel like we hear growth mindset all the time. It can feel like a corporate buzzword.
It really can. Most people just know the surface definition, believing that your abilities can improve through effort rather than being fixed traits. But the reason it's the actual antidote to that exhaustion is how it regulates your brain's stress response.
Wait, really? The stress response?
Yes, because when a new complex digital platform gets dropped on your desk at 4 p.m. on a Friday.
Oh, the worst feeling.
Right. Your brain's natural fixed mindset response is literal threat detection. You don't see an opportunity. You see an impending failure. You see a threat to your competence.
Wow. So the brain treats intellectual vulnerability like a physical threat.
Exactly. A fixed mindset spikes your cortisol. But a growth mindset bypasses that threat detection. It shifts the framing from I am failing at this to I am currently decoding this.
I am decoding this. I love that. It transforms the whole thing from this frantic game of catch up into just, you know, a steady build of confidence.
Precisely. It lowers the friction.
But, okay, let's be real. A growth mindset is just a philosophy until you apply it. How do you translate this into everyday reality without just totally overwhelming yourself?
Well, you cannot brute force continuous learning.
Thank goodness.
Right. You have to develop consistent learning habits. This means active strategic techniques. First, you actively stay informed about industry changes.
So microdosing your professional development.
Yes. Spaced repetition. 10 minutes reading an industry newsletter over coffee is drastically better than panicked cramming on a Sunday.
Yeah, nobody wants to spend their Sunday memorizing a textbook.
Nobody. So you build the habit. Then you regularly pursue specific skill development opportunities based on what you find. And finally, you continuously reflect on your strengths and areas for improvement.
I can see how that ties directly into employability. The consistent habits make you adaptable, and the targeted development strengthens your actual career readiness.
Exactly.
But these habits sound great in theory. Can you paint a picture of what this actually looks like for a real person entering the workforce right now?
Sure. Let's look at the case study from our deep dive today. We have a recent graduate who didn't just rely on their degree.
Because the degree is just the baseline now.
Right. It shows you can meet deadlines and synthesize info, but it's not a differentiator. So this graduate actively pursued online learning and practical projects outside their core academics.
And the really crucial part is exactly what skills they focused on.
Right.
They targeted digital collaboration, AI awareness, and communication skills.
Yes. Three very specific intersecting areas.
It's like building a future-proof Swiss Army knife. But actually, no, a Swiss Army knife just has tools sitting next to each other. They don't interact. It's more like a modern pilot flying a plane by wire. The AI tools and the digital collaboration platforms, that's the advanced avionics. They process the data super fast.
Oh, I like this analogy.
Right. But the human communication skills, the empathy, the judgment, that's the pilot reading the instruments and deciding where to actually fly the plane.
That is brilliant. The technical tools provide the leverage, but the human skills provide the direction. If you have avionics without a pilot, you just crash faster.
Exactly. And that brings us to that specific term you used earlier, AI awareness. Being aware of it implies understanding its impact.
Yes, and that leads right into the responsibility we have as digital professionals. What AI awareness really means isn't just knowing how to prompt a chatbot to work faster.
Right. It's not just a productivity hack.
No, it's about responsible and ethical technology use. Do you understand the implications of the tool, its limitations, the evolving professional expectations around it?
Which loops us back to what you said about continuous reflection. Reflecting on your strengths and weaknesses is actually a core component of responsible tech use.
It absolutely is.
Because a responsible professional doesn't blindly trust a new digital tool. They reflect on where human strengths are needed and where they need to better understand the system they're using.
Exactly. You interrogate the output. Delegating your judgment to a machine is the fastest way to lose your professional value.
Wow, yeah. So, okay, understanding the need for responsibility and growth is one thing. But I think you listening out there need an actual blueprint to start taking action today.
You do. And the most actionable step is to create a personal lifelong learning plan.
Okay, let's break that down.
It has four required components. First, you have to set your skill priorities.
You can't learn everything at once.
No, that's a recipe for burnout. Analyze your industry and isolate one or two competencies that offer the most leverage. Second, establish learning goals.
And goals aren't just vague aspirations, right?
Right. I want to learn AI is an aspiration. An actionable goal is I will complete a foundational AI ethics course by the end of a quarter.
Metrics. You need metric.
Yes. Third, choose specific professional development activities. Will you do an online certification? Find a mentor.
And then the fourth step.
Build continuous improvement habits, the microdosing we talked about. Schedule it on your calendar and protect that time.
And honestly, the tools for this journey have never been better. You have powerful platforms right at your fingertips to execute this plan.
Oh, completely.
I mean, LinkedIn Learning, Coursera, ADX. These platforms make it so accessible to pursue real skill development opportunities. You can literally take classes from top universities in your living room.
They are phenomenal for technical skills.
Yeah.
But to really support the habit building and the mindset shifts we're talking about, there is some foundational reading you should absolutely check out.
Yes, the mindset is the engine for all of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the foundational texts are Mindset, Atomic Habits, and Deep Work.
Such powerful books.
They really are the operating instructions for the human brain in this digital age.
Yeah, they teach you how to build the endurance to actually learn in a world that is constantly trying to distract you.
Absolutely.
But let's take a step back from the tools and the plans for a second. We're asking you to do a lot of work here. What is the ultimate goal of all this effort?
Well, I want to leave you with a core reflection prompt. Ask yourself, how can lifelong learning improve my future career opportunities and adaptability?
That is the big question.
It is, because the key takeaway here is that a growth mindset ultimately supports your resilience in an unpredictable digital future. Disruption is guaranteed, but with this machinery in place, disruption just becomes the next terrain you know how to navigate.
It totally reframes the unknown. Well, as we wrap up, we want to encourage you to stay curious, stay responsible with the tech you use, and keep yourself future ready.
Yes, and please make sure to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities, including drafting that lifelong learning plan.
Definitely do that. And check out those reference materials we mentioned. Dive into Mindset, Atomic Habits, and Deep Work, and explore the courses on LinkedIn Learning, Coursera, and EdX. They are your foundational sources for everything we discussed today.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Yes, thank you for being here. But before you go, consider this final thought. We're moving into a workforce where AI systems essentially hold all the facts. So your true market value isn't based on what you've already memorized. It's based on how rapidly you can let go of old assumptions when the environment changes.
That's powerful.
So what outdated skill or fixed way of thinking are you holding on to right now that might be the very thing preventing you from learning your next major breakthrough? Think about it. We'll catch you next time.